You're listening to On Trend with Jothiel. Tune in every Monday to hear me talk about the latest in pop culture and fashion.
This is Jothiel. Thank you for tuning into my show, On Trend, here at Dominican University of California. We have a fun show ahead of us today where we're going to be talking about lots of fashion-related news and pop culture. We have so much to talk about, and we even have a special guest that will be joining us later on in our show. So I'm going to jump right in. For my first segment, I usually really enjoy talking about the latest in fashion news. I think it's so much fun to put together lots of interesting highlights from the week because it's very hard to keep up every single week with all of the news. And generally speaking, fashion news is not something that's super high on most people's caliber in terms of the news that they actually keep up with. So I've compiled a few of the exciting things concerning fashion that you may not have heard about this week. And we're going to be sharing that in our first segment today. So let's jump into it. The first fashion news of the week is that a plus-size male model just got signed at a major agency. This was a serious breakthrough, especially because this year in general has been a serious breakthrough moment for plus-size models. Ashley Graham was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, the swimsuit issue, and Nadia Abelson was on the cover of Women's Running. They were the two first plus-size women to be on the covers of both of those magazines. And now, one model has been added to the IMG models to the Braun division, which is the new plus size men's division of models. And the name of the president of IMG models is Ivan Bart, who told WWD that Braun has a positive body message. Braun is about physical strength. And the first person that was signed to this new division is named Zach Miko, who has gained attention in the past for being Target's only plus size model. IMG president Bart said that Miko is 6'6 and has a 40-inch waist, which means that he is a relatable person, but he still represents fashion. Everybody wants to wear great clothes and everybody wants to look fashionable. So he said, people have to start asking for more options. Now, Miko himself said that he really is so excited to join IMG Models. And when he learned from Ivan, the president of IMG Models, that his dreams for the fashion industry include diversity, inclusion, and evolution, he knew that he hadn't just found an agency, he knew he had found a home where he fit in. The Braun division is now going to open up the fashion world to the everyman, according to Bart. And fashion will be ever-changing, but most importantly, it will be ever-evolving. And of course, Bart also mentioned that women of all shapes and sizes are beautiful and confident. But the conversation has gone from what is beautiful to what is this body type that we're seeing today? Why do we think that's beautiful? And are there more than one standard of beauty? Is beauty something that is subjective or if it's something that is defined? And IMG president said he's humbled to be able to raise that question in the men's industry, whereas the women's industry has had quite a bit of talk already about this issue. He said he was very lucky to be part of the response because it's been overwhelmingly positive. People have been congratulating Miko for becoming the first male plus-size model for IMG all over Twitter. People have been chiming in also to support IMG to congratulate them on this new division. And they hope, both of the two men, hope to encourage both men and women to feel confident in the skin. They definitely said that because beauty has been so clearly defined for so long, it seems to feel like people are getting a little bit trapped in, but times are definitely changing, and it's time to start a new conversation because beauty does come in every variety. And they say, if you want to be a model, go do it. Dress up, take pictures, post on your Instagram, tell a story. Be proud of who you are right now. Put yourself out there because you never know who is watching, which is exactly what happened to Miko, who originally started posting his pictures on Instagram and ended up getting a lot of attention and did become the first male plus-size model for Target and now is part of this new Braun division. I think this is wonderful because it's something that we really haven't seen in the men's industry as of yet. This is something that is very similar to the Dove's True Beauty campaign, where they show real women that seem to be average body weight and height, but they're all different. They all represent different body types, different skin tones, different ethnicities, different backgrounds. Some of them are mothers, etc. They are representing different standards of beauty that are not so much seen in the magazines where most of the girls do look alike. And in the men's sort of industry of fashion, this is something that isn't so much discussed. And I definitely have a question about whether or not this is the best, because in the Braun division, as IMG talked about, this is a man who is 6'6" and he has a 40-inch waist. He's a very, very large man. And I think that there should definitely be, as they sign more models, there should be more diversity in the types of men that they sign, because different men can reflect fashion, whether or not they are 6'6". They can definitely be all different heights, maybe even going shorter or going with different body types or ethnicities. I think it's important that they really do add to this sphere of men's fashion and create an evolution rather than stating that this is what's beautiful, again, this is what's attractive in a man. I think it's really great that they are definitely trying to make a change in the industry that can sometimes be so unhealthy. And we really don't talk about the men's side as much, even though men are still just as affected by body image as women are, except they just can't talk about it in the same way. So that was my first piece of fashion news today. And the next one is going to be about Nike's HyperAdapt 1.0, which is debuting at this year's end. And it's equipped with a new technology that tightens your shoelaces when you put your shoes on. This is very futuristic. It kind of reminds me of Back to the Future 2, because this is definitely an invention that I saw in that movie. And I think it's interesting that Nike is doing something with technology. I know that Nike does quite a few pieces of clothing in terms of workout wear that do a lot of interesting things for when you are running or when you are working out. It kind of has a mind of its own. It's a self-thinking technology. And I really think it's interesting to look at Nike because they are always releasing new things and people are always still returning to them. They're always interested in hearing what's going on, what's Nike releasing next. People love to keep up and people really enjoy seeing the new best thing. It's kind of like lining up for the next iPhone. It's very similar. Nike has really interesting technology. So I'm excited to see how this turns out. I wonder how many people are going to line up and pick up a pair of these Nike HyperAdapts 1.0. So we'll have to see how that goes. And in our last piece of news for today, this is my final highlight of the day. By the way, you're listening to On Trend with Jafiel at radio.dominican.edu. This Thursday, H&M staged a presentation in Paris where it displayed some of its new 33-piece collection of the Conscious Executive line of red carpet looks made from sustainable materials. And it's based on the Parisian Museum's archives, which is so interesting. Out of these 33 pieces, there are both clothes and accessories for women. And this is being shown 3 weeks before their new opening of Fashion Forward, Three Centuries of Fashion, which is going to be an exhibition where the Swedish fashion giant is going to be sponsoring the event to display fashion from 1715 to 2015. It will include style from the H&M archives, which means it'll be showing the very first H&M design collaboration with Karl Lagerfeld, which was in 2004. It's going to be a very interesting thing to see, and there's definitely going to be ball gowns versus just regular casual clothes and workout clothes. I think the combination and the juxtaposition between the centuries is definitely going to be an interesting thing to look at. I definitely think that as H&M displays its Conscious collection, which is obviously made out of sustainable materials and it's made to be environmentally friendly and also ethically friendly, they do say that in their Conscious collection, they don't make it in sweatshops. And before, if any of you had heard, a couple years back, I believe in 2012, they were actually accused of several human rights violations where they were using sweatshop workers and were not saying that they were. And these sweatshop workers were under these extremely horrible conditions. It was so sad to see how these workers were treated. And the rebranding of them by creating this Conscious collection that is both sustainable and ethically friendly, it's supposed to be something that's so much fun for everybody to see. And I really hope that it is as honest as they claim it is, because a lot of the times, this sort of thing is great for their brand, of course. It's awesome for them to be considered good for the environment. And the consumer will definitely pick it up and think, I feel great about myself because I'm wearing this piece of clothing that is supposed to be helping the world. And by making this, it's a reflection of myself, because as I'm buying the clothes, I'm technically supporting someone who made the clothing. I am concerned about the environment. It definitely boosts the ego. of the average consumer because they feel like they're contributing something by buying from this eco-conscious collection. And I really do hope that H&M is as honest as they claim they are with their conscious collection, because a lot of the times, as H&M has recently been titled the second most ethical company, I really hope that it's not just because they are branding themselves that way and that actually behind the scenes that is what's going on, and they are treating their workers ethically and they're making all of their clothing in the most sustainable way possible. But I'm definitely excited to see what happens from in this collection that they're going to debut in 3 weeks, which is going to be from 17/15 2015, and actually incorporate clothes from H&M and incorporate their past collaborations with famous designers like Karl Lagerfeld. I am definitely excited to see what's going to happen. I want to see the difference between the clothing and how they're actually going to get these very, very formal pieces and display them from year to year, because I really think that that requires a lot of intricate handiwork, and I definitely think that that's not the easiest thing to do. So I'm excited to see that H&M is sponsoring this event. It's actually really cool that they are doing something that is historically relevant, and I am definitely thinking that this will benefit them in a lot of different ways, because then they can be seen as both a contributor to the arts as well as to fashion. But for now, I hope you've enjoyed my first segment of the day. You are listening to On Trend with Jafiel at radio.dominican.edu. We just covered some of this week's fashion highlights. I hope that you've enjoyed them. And we will be back very soon, where I am going to be talking about some fashion trends that confuse men with a special guest. So I hope that you will return soon. And thank you for listening.
Sat back with the window down, 80 an hour and the radio loud. The same songs with the same old rhymes. Told me to shake it off and swing from the lights, but I can't help but drive away from all the mess you made. You sent this hurricane, now it won't go away. And I promised I'd be there, but you don't make it easy. Darling, please believe me. Cause having you, loving you, all I do is not enough. Loving you, loving you, I cannot be loving you, loving you. I'd rather be, and I can't help but drive away from all the mess you made. You sent this hurricane, now it won't go away. And I promised I'd be there, but you don't make it easy. Darling, please believe me. Cause loving you is too hard. All I do is not enough. Loving you, I cannot be loving you.
You kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. A town where your blue skies fade to gray. A town where your passion's gone away. And I don't need no care or none. You stand in the line just to hit a new low. You're faking a smile with the coffee. You had a bad day, you take it one down. You sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me don't lie. You work on a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day, the camera don't lie. You come back down and you really don't mind. You had a bad day, you had a bad day.
Hi everyone, welcome back to On Trend at Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. You're listening to Jafiel, and we are talking about the very latest in everything related to fashion, whether it be pop culture, trends, or movies. And we have a very special guest joining us today. We have my friend Chris. So if you'd like to introduce yourself, Chris.
Hey Jafiel, big fan of the show. Thanks for having me on today.
No worries, thank you for being here. Okay, so what I've noticed whenever I talk to Chris is that he does not seem to understand a lot of women's fashion, even though he himself is kind of interested in men's fashion. Is that right, Chris?
Well, that's the truth.
That's the truth. Okay, so I've made a little list where we are going to discuss some of the weirdest women's fashion, according to Chris. And he'll maybe explain his thoughts on it, and I will explain from a woman's perspective why we wear these things. So let's jump in. The first question that Chris has been asking me quite often is, what is a crop top? What are your thoughts on the crop tops, Chris?
The crop top, to me, is one of the most confusing pieces of clothing to wear. It's either too short, or it's not long enough. So why not just go with a tank top instead? What is the point of the crop top?
The crop top. Well, what we're forgetting here is it's not just a tank top. It's actually a top. So it can be a t-shirt that is a little bit cut at the midriff. It can be a sweater similarly cut. It can be a tank top. It can be all these different things. And all it does is it elongates your silhouette because it makes the upper half of you look a tiny bit smaller. And then you have a longer high-waisted silhouette going on.
So you're wearing high-waisted jeans with these because you said there's a crop top
you can
sweater.
You can wear
seems counterproductive.
No, but you can wear high-waisted jeans. You can wear a high-waisted skirt, a high-waisted maxi skirt. You can wear everything high-waisted really these days, Chris.
Sounds like you're walking out of the 90s here.
Well, that's pretty much the goal. This trend did originate in the 90s, but it's super popular right now. And you can definitely tell that every girl that's wearing Brandy Melville is loving a good crop top.
So you think it's going to be big this spring, summer?
Well, it's already been big for a couple of years, Chris. So I'm thinking it's going to stick around for sure.
Huh.
You don't think so?
That's interesting.
Do you not think it's a good look?
I think certain people can pull it off. But what I've seen is people have been wearing crop tops, but they'll wear shirts under it.
So uh-huh.
It seems kind of useless to throw another shirt on, but...
Well, normally people don't wear another shirt under their crop top unless it's a cropped sweater, in which case you would wear, you know, a button down underneath that.
Really?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be like a crop button down then, would it?
No, because then both of the things would be cropped, and what's the point then? It's just a lot of layers.
That's my mystery.
I don't know who you've seen wearing the crop top, because I don't think it's been the most successful.
Well, you know, around San Francisco, there's a lot of interesting fashion, so...
Oh, yeah. Keep so you're not convinced, though, with the crop top.
Not
you
convinced.
Still need convincing. Okay. So the next one is a wrap dress. Do you know what a wrap dress is? Could you tell me, actually? Could you make a guess?
A dress that you tie in the back?
Tie it in the back?
It's not with a zipper? Is that a wrap dress?
So
why are there so many dresses?
Why are there so many dresses?
Just call it a dress.
Well, that would be confusing because there are so many types of dresses, Chris.
All right, so go into the wrap dress.
Okay, so the wrap dress was made by Donna Karan in the 80s. They're a really, really fun type of thing, but they're definitely for women that are a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like once you turn 30, that's the time to shine and that's the time to put on the wrap dress. Like, have you seen Kate Middleton?
I have.
Kate Middleton loves
excellent
a good wrap
style.
Dress. Yeah, she wears wrap dresses all the time. She wore one when she announced her engagement to Prince William.
Really?
Yeah. Do you remember that dress?
I think a navy blue dress, wasn't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
It sold out everywhere because people were so flattered by this wrap dress. It's super figure flattering, Chris.
I don't know. What level of formality is this? Do you wear it as an everyday dress or is it for a special event?
You can definitely wear it every single day if you want to. It depends on what kind of line of profession you're in. If you're running around, maybe not. But if you're slowly, you know, leisurely strolling, sure.
Wow. Sounds like a versatile dress.
Mm-hmm. Are you sold on that one then?
I like it.
You're convinced?
I'm a Kate Middleton fan, so.
Okay, that got you.
That's a thumbs up for me.
Should we talk about the maxi skirt, maxi dress confusion?
Yeah.
What's the confusion here? The length?
Yeah, why isn't it just a skirt? I mean.
Because it's super long. It's a maxi dress.
It'd just be a long skirt?
Well, there's.
Why is it a dress? It's not a full piece.
Okay.
Yeah.
What we've talked about before is that there are many different types of lengths for skirts, right?
Right. There's the mini skirt. Then there's like the knee-length skirt.
There's the demi skirt, and then there's a maxi skirt. They're all different lengths.
Demi as in like Demi Moore?
Yes, but spelled that way. But it's actually a French word.
Oh, what does it mean?
It means half.
Makes sense.
So it's not... yeah. Well, what's the confusion? Do you not understand why there needs to be this many skirts, or do you just want to say it's a short skirt, it's a long skirt, and call it a day?
Where does the maxi name... That to me, just call it a long skirt.
Well, you would, but it's just that's just not what you call it.
And is this a summer item too, or is
yeah, it's definitely. I mean, if you live in California, you could probably pull off wearing this all year round if you wanted to.
We definitely have great weather here and can do that, so that's nice.
Yeah, but definitely, it can be a better worn in the summertime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are these usually patterned, or are these?
They can be solid colored. It's much better when they're solid colored because then you can wear them. Yeah, because you can wear them with everything and you can wear them instead of wearing pants. You wear a skirt, but it's super long. You know, it's very minimal effort. Yeah, and they're very flattering.
Really?
Yes. Do you not think so? Have you even seen a maxi skirt?
You know, I probably have, but I don't know. I don't think I'm sold on the maxi skirt.
You're not sold?
We'll see.
Well, as we go, we're trying to sell you on all the trends.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that one's not a go.
Has this been popular for a while, or is this
a new trend? Yeah, it's definitely been popular for about 4 years.
It's definitely a staple.
It's come back. It was around in the 60s, it was around in the 80s, and now it's back again.
Hmm.
Yep.
Wow.
They're really easy to wear, though. So if you were a girl, I feel like you'd be jumping on this trend.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that audience.
I don't know. So we have another question for you, Chris. You asked me a lot about makeup.
Yeah.
So I thought I would answer some of your questions right now relating to makeup. What are some of your biggest questions that you just confuse you to no end?
Well, I guess I'm confused on when girls are actually wearing makeup. I mean, it seems from what I've talked to you about previously, there are all sorts of levels of makeup that go into it and a lot of effort. Can you tell me a bit about it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, there's this thing called the no makeup makeup look, which you wear makeup, but you're supposed to look like you're not. Does that make sense to you?
No, not at all.
No, it's not the best, right? It's kind of confusing.
Yeah.
But it actually requires quite a bit of makeup to look like you're not wearing any makeup. Like a lot of items, about 10 maybe on your face, and you have to do them in the right order.
I think it kind of skews the male perspective on, and if you're wearing all this makeup, I mean,
yeah,
I really don't know if a girl's not wearing makeup then. Or.
Well, do you think it matters?
I mean, if she likes to wear makeup, that's totally up to her opinion, but I mean, to actually see the real person, I don't know if I've seen many girls without makeup then that are completely.
I'm sure that you have. I think that you've just been confused about just a lot of things.
Yeah, it happens a lot to me.
Yeah, I think that a lot of confusion may have happened here with this no makeup thing. But do you have any questions specifically about any of the makeup that we wear?
Can you run me through the basics of the makeup?
Run you through the basics?
What is?
Sure, sure. I think every girl is different, though, but most of us wear similar things.
The foundation.
The foundation. We can talk about foundation. Foundation just matches your skin tone, and it evens everything out. What about the blending?
Is that blending?
You definitely have to blend your foundation.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. You can blend it with a brush, or you can blend it with your fingers, or you can blend it with a beauty blender.
Gotcha.
Which is, yeah. Yeah, that's the first layer, though, the foundation.
Okay.
And then you gotta layer up. So you have so many more layers then.
How many layers can you go? I mean.
Oh, I mean, you can go as many as you want to.
Wow.
As long as you feel like you look good, you know.
That's what it's all about. Sounds like an expensive
Well, yeah, process, it's a confidence thing, though.
Is it?
Yeah, because you start wearing makeup when you're really young, and then eventually you get so used to it, you know?
Yeah.
You wear it every single day, and then you're just, what are you doing? You're wearing makeup every single day of your life.
Yeah, if you don't mind me asking, how long have you been wearing makeup?
I've been wearing makeup since I was 15.
15, wow.
Yeah, I was really bad at it. I used to have the pink. I don't know if anyone remembers these. They don't sell them anymore. They're these mascaras that are pink, and then they have a green tube. And they have the clear ones, so I started off with the clear ones, which did nothing. They're supposed to be for your eyebrows, but I did not know that. So I put them on my eyelashes, and I achieved no effect. And then I put on lip smackers, for sure, to get the good lip tint, and that did nothing. And then eventually I finally learned how to do my makeup. I actually learned in college, though. My roommate taught me.
Wow.
She used to do my makeup every day, and she was great. She has two sisters, so she's kind of got a lot of skills. It takes a lot of work.
Well, good friend.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you'd be able to do that every single day? That would add about, 15 minutes, 20 minutes to your life?
Oh, God, no.
No?
Even shaving in the morning is a struggle for me.
No, it's not your thing?
No.
Do you think men will wear makeup one day?
That's a great question.
Because I've seen it around. Like, have you seen Bowie wearing... He wore eyeliner all the time. He wore so much different makeup.
You know, David Bowie is such an icon. I don't...
Yeah, it's very different. But have you seen, even in the early 2000s, when men were wearing makeup all the time, like eyeliner?
It's a foggy memory, but I do remember a couple sitcoms and movies. But I think makeup has been marketed so heavily toward women. And, you know, when going for the male demographic, they always talk about how manly and macho you have to be.
Yeah.
So that would take a real campaign to turn it around to get the male audience, I think.
Yeah. Well, what if you had the whole no makeup makeup thing going on? So let's say you were wearing makeup, but no one knew, but it improved the way you looked.
Yeah.
Would you do that?
You know.
Do you think other men would?
I think other men would. I don't know if I would. Since
is that just too much effort for you?
Yeah, I'm a little more low-key, low effort, so.
Low-key, low effort?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I'm not the greatest inspiration here, but I'm sure a lot of other men would.
Yeah.
You know, put in the little extra effort if it's 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, some foundation maybe.
Yeah.
I think foundation would be great, actually.
I think you'd have to have a couple of classes on how to put on the makeup.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what YouTube is for. You can learn how to do everything on YouTube. Before YouTube, I did not know how to do anything. That's how I learned to do anything about makeup or hair, too, before I got to college and my roommate taught me.
I'm going to say, if you have the males in their 20s and 30s who are going to start wearing makeup, you're going to have a lot of mistakes, I think. And
oh, yeah.
Too much.
It's going to be a lot of struggles.
Oh, yeah.
But do you feel like if you were in high school and a guy was wearing makeup, would he do well? Would you think he'd get bullied? Do you think people would notice he was wearing makeup? What are your thoughts on that?
I think it depends on the high school.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much in high school, but if you started in middle school, those kids are ruthless in middle school.
That's true. That's true.
Oh, and I mean, I guess sophomores and freshmen are also pretty rough. So it'd be a tough time, I think.
That's true. You know, I had a friend in high school who was way better at doing his makeup than I was at mine.
Really?
He was amazing. He always did it in the morning in French class. I'd come in about 8 a.m. every day and he'd be there, and he had a mirror every single day out in front of him. It was pretty large and he brought it every single day. And he'd just be doing his eyeliner and doing his mascara, and his hair was great. And I was like, can you teach me how to do my makeup? Because it was so much better than mine.
Was it the no makeup look that he was doing, or was he going
No, he was actually going for it. I mean, for 8 a.m. he had eyeshadow on, he had mascara on. He was really rocking the makeup
very
look.
Very put together.
Very put together. I don't think I could ever achieve that at that early of an hour, to be honest.
Well, good for him.
Usually look pretty rough in the mornings.
Yeah.
Yeah, early morning classes, I'm always just running to class, 15 minutes, just woke up.
Yeah, that's why I think it's going to take a while for the males to adopt to the idea of wearing makeup.
Just because it's so time consuming?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we can move on to another fashion trend. Do you know what jeggings are? Can you tell me?
You know, I have a pretty good guess about jeggings. They're like the yoga pants, but they have pockets and...
Sometimes. I mean, you know the issue with pockets. I'm going to have to take a stop right here because I have to tell everyone about, there is literally no pockets in women's clothing at all. There are no pockets in jeans. The jean pockets are fake or they're tiny. You can't even put anything into them, or in jackets. No pockets. No pockets at all. Do they think we don't need pockets?
Sounds like a real struggle. I mean,
it is a huge struggle.
On all my jackets, I've...
You have so many pockets.
So many pockets that I don't even use.
Don't even use the pockets. Can you imagine the amount of stuff we have to carry around with us, and we don't even get pockets to carry that around in?
Yeah, I mean, if you're carrying your makeup and your other items, your snacks or whatever, I'm sure you
can. Yeah, for sure.
You can really use those
pockets.
Definitely
need the pockets for the snacks. A snack pocket is essential, right? Do you have a snack pocket? Or is that not essential for you?
You know, some days on a long day, bring a bag of chips, you know.
Bring a bag of chips or some hummus.
Yeah.
Some hummus and carrots in there.
Well, you know, that could be messy, but I haven't tried it yet.
Oh, you should definitely try it out since you have so many pockets to be free with.
You know what? I will next time. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, let's come back to the jeggings. What were you saying? You were saying that they're basically like yoga pants, but they have fake pockets.
And they kind of look like jeans, I guess.
Yeah, they're supposed to be as comfortable as wearing leggings, which are kind of thinner. Do you know what leggings are?
Like what, like a dancer would use, or is this?
Well, they've definitely transitioned from dancers to everybody.
So what's the difference between a tights and a yoga pant then?
Oh my goodness. Okay, well, there's tights, leggings, and yoga pants, Chris. Okay. So tights you wear underneath the dresses. They're a lot thinner. They have no coverage at all, so you just wear them. And then leggings you can kind of wear with a long sweater. You're not supposed to wear them as pants. That's actually a rule, apparently. You can't wear them as pants. But yoga pants, you can.
Hmm.
I'm a big fan of that, you know?
Well, what's the difference between a tights and yoga pants? Because they sound almost the same to me.
Tights and yoga pants?
Yeah.
No, because tights are nothing like pants. They literally have no coverage at all. They're just like you wear them underneath a dress
like long
if it's
johns.
Cold. I wouldn't compare them to long johns. At all.
Okay.
But I guess you can say maybe they're kind of a tiny bit like long johns.
Gotcha.
But I wouldn't say that myself. Yeah. What are your thoughts on jeggings? Do you think that would you like a pair of jeggings if you could? They are so comfy. They are almost like a yoga pant. They're stretchy and movable.
No, I actually don't think I would like them. I mean, I'm wearing jeans right now.
Yeah.
They're very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if girls' jeans are comfortable or
no.
not.
No. they're not comfortable at all because they're so tight and they're all the skinny jeans, and nobody really wants to wear the flared jeans, which are supposed to be coming back but probably not coming back at all. They're so uncomfortable.
Can you rock a good pair of mom jeans?
Okay, mom jeans aren't that comfortable either, though. They're just high-waisted.
Really?
And a little bit unflattering.
Hmm.
Yeah. Would you like to rock a pair of mom jeans?
You know, I'm good with my raw denims right now, but you're more than welcome to keep the mom jeans.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I really don't know how I feel about the jeggings trend anymore, personally. No. I used to wear them all the time in high school, really? Instead of wearing real jeans. But the concept was really dumb because everybody knows they're not real jeans.
Yeah.
They obviously aren't because you're moving so swiftly. Everybody knows you can't have that kind of movement in real jeans, especially if you're a girl.
What are the jeans made of? So they're not cotton?
Oh, they're cotton.
Oh, they are?
Okay. Yeah, they're cotton. But some of them are made nicer than others because some of them, they don't even bother trying to make them look like real jeans. They just, they look like you've dyed them a little bit and they kind of look like jeans, but not at all.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You know, they're probably just a fad, do you think? Or do you think they're here to stay?
They were huge for so many years, and I feel like yoga pants are going to be the new thing to take over.
Mm-hmm.
Because people really do wear yoga pants everywhere now.
Yeah.
You know, the whole athleisure trend.
Looks like you're wearing a pair of yoga pants right now.
Oh, yeah. I wear yoga pants almost every single day at some point in the day. At least, if not all day. If I have to be at a professional location. Actually, I did have to give a presentation this morning, and I did wear my yoga pants as pants. I actually have a few professors. I have a few professors that do that on presentation days.
Yeah.
That wear yoga pants with shirts and things like that. And they say that that is professional.
My gosh.
I know. So they're really moving, Chris. They're kind of like leggings, except you probably have a little bit more movement.
Yoga pants are changing the face of fashion, I think.
I know. I'm obsessed with yoga pants. I really feel like, you've heard of the Fabletics line by Kate Hudson?
From Kate Hudson, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like things like that are just going to make it so much bigger. People just love yoga pants, especially because in that one, you could get potentially a pair of yoga pants a month if you subscribe.
Wow.
Which would be a lot of yoga pants, actually. But I wouldn't even mind. They're great yoga pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. What are your thoughts on yoga pants, actually? Do you have any thoughts?
I mean, I think they're great. I don't think there's a lot of options out there for males for yoga pants.
No, that's kind of not fair, right? Because men want to do yoga too, and there is no option.
And they look very comfortable. I mean,
yeah, they are.
I don't know if they're going to be very flattering for males out there. I mean,
I don't know.
It's something they're going to have to look at, but I don't know if we'll see a market for male yoga pants. Maybe it's just going to be a...
You don't think so at all? You don't think at any point?
I mean, the closest I've seen are joggers, which are swim...
Yeah.
Like slim sweatpants, but
yeah.
It's not really full-on yoga pants.
No, I feel like you don't have the same amount of movement either because your pants are still kind of a little bit flowy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of need that tightness so you can move a little bit faster. Yeah.
Not going to find that mobility.
No, that mobility is just not there, is it?
I mean, you can find them in like jean shorts, but otherwise you're not going to find them anywhere else.
I don't know that I find them in jean shorts personally. Do you?
You know, from my experience with some denim cutoffs, yeah.
Okay. We're just going to leave that there for now with the denim cutoffs. Yeah, I think we're going to have to leave that topic.
It's getting off track.
Yeah, we're going to talk about one last thing. So we're going to talk about a one-piece bathing suit, which I've definitely heard you refer to as a onesie.
The onesie, yes.
The one-piece.
The one-piece.
One-piece.
So when do you decide to switch between the one-piece and the two-piece?
You don't decide to switch. You just decide you want to wear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they flattering for certain body types, the one piece?
Oh, yeah. I feel like they're flattering for every body type. But they wear them, obviously. You've seen swimmers, yeah, with their one pieces.
Right.
Yeah, so they're obviously better if you're a swimmer or if you need to actually move quickly.
Hmm.
Yeah. They're great.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I don't know. What bothers me, though, Chris? So why can't you remember that it's just a one piece and not a onesie?
Because
you always refer to also rompers as onesies, which is kind of more accurate.
Just like it's one piece of clothing.
It's one piece of clothing.
Yeah,
so it's a onesie.
You know.
Yeah. Not a romper, though, or a one romper. Piece.
But a long romper, or is it a...
A jumper.
A jumper. What's
a jumpsuit. Yeah.
Now you're throwing out too many terms.
Here. Jumpsuit and a romper.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a romper is... A romper is slow, or I'm sorry, it's not slow, it's short. It's way shorter, and then a jumpsuit is longer legs.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was watching the new episode of Girls last night,
and
I think Jemima Kirk was rocking a good pair
of
jumper.
Jemima Kirk's character in Girls is one of my favorites in terms of fashion. Like, I would actually wear, everything she wears.
Yeah, I think she's great. She does modeling on the side from Girls, is that right?
No, she's an artist. An artist, she's a painter.
Seems like she'd be a model.
No, well, I think she definitely was a model. I'm sure that she has modeled for a lot of things, but she's actually a mom. She has two kids. She is a painter in Brooklyn. She's very artsy and cool. She definitely lives that bohemian lifestyle, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can't recommend the show, or I can't recommend the show Girls enough. It's a fantastic show if you want to look at it for fashion. Pure entertainment-wise, it's...
Oh, that's true. I feel like my favorite for entertainment is either Hannah's character. Actually, I'm going to say Hannah and Marnie. Because have you seen what Marnie has been wearing lately?
Oh, yeah, she's doing the kind of bohemian vibe.
Well, she keeps trying to look like she's just coming out straight from a music video.
Yeah.
And why would you want
that? The headbands and everything.
Because I know that she's trying to be a musician, but I feel like she's a folk artist, but she keeps wearing these really sparkly sweatpants. And I really wonder if that's the best idea for her.
Yeah.
Marnie's, I don't know.
Marnie's interesting. I don't know if I like her fashion so much this season, but...
No. We'll see. Have you ever liked it?
I think she, in the first two seasons, she really had that, I mean, classic, I don't want to say conservative
preppy?
Look, but preppy would be
the
a
preppy
better
look.
Term. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it worked very well for her. I mean,
it was a good Upper East Side kind of thing, or East Coast.
Very New England.
Yeah. I feel like that's where she belongs.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a while, but I think she'll get there eventually. Yeah. I hope that you guys are enjoying listening to On Trend. I'm Jafiel here, and we have a special guest named Chris here.
Hey guys, great to be here.
Yeah, and we're going to take a short break right now. And when I come back, we're going to be doing another segment where we'll be discussing my favorite movie, 10 Things I Hate About You. So I hope that you will return soon.
Sand on toes, cold sand in sleeping bags. I come to know that memories were the best things you ever had. The summer shorn, beat down on bony back. So far from home where the ocean stood, down dust and pine bone tracks. We slept like dogs down by the fireside. Awoke to the fog, we're all around us. The boom of summertime. Yeah. We stood steady as the stars in the woods. So happy hearted in the warmth. Rang true inside these bones. As the old pine fell, we sang. Just to bless the morning. Hot sand on toes, cold sand in sleeping bags. I come to know the friends around you are all you'll always have. Smoke in my lungs. Or the echoed stone, careless and young, free as the birds that fly with weightless souls. stood steady as the stars in the woods. So happy hearted in the warmth rang true inside these bones. We stood steady as the stars in the woods. So happy hearted in the warmth rang true inside these bones. The old pine fell, we sang. Just to bless the morning.
Back with On Trend. I'm Jafiel, and we are going to wrap up with our final segment of the day, where we're going to be talking about one of my favorite movies, 10 Things I Hate About You. There is so much fashion to talk about in this movie, and I do have my special guest, Chris, here with me.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, so we're going to just jump right into it. I've put together a little bit of a list, and we're going to see what are the trends that are things that we would want to see today and things that maybe we would never want to see again. So let's jump in. The first thing is the two pieces of hair that frame every female character's face. What do you think? Yes or no?
I think it depends on the face.
It depends on the face.
Yeah, we had Julia Stiles, right?
Yes.
This was an early 2000s movie, wasn't it?
It was late 90s.
Late 90s. Perfect. Yeah. If I remember right, Julia Stiles has a slightly rounder face, so I don't know if the framing...
You don't think it's a good look for her?
Helps so much with her face, but...
It doesn't help her face. Okay.
I mean, I think it accentuates the roundness of the face.
Yeah.
That can be a troubling situation.
Oh, I definitely feel that.
Do you have
that.
Any experience with...
Oh, yeah. I definitely have the same exact problem. I don't think that would flatter my face at all, just having two wispy pieces of hair around my face. It's just not a flattering look. So what do we say? No?
I'm going to say no for Julia Stiles, but...
But other people...
Don't be afraid to try it if you're...
Don't be afraid to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what my favorite trend I've decided in this whole thing is? There's lots of pieces that I like, but my favorite thing, choker necklaces.
Choker necklaces.
We haven't talked about this, but I really think that is the best thing that happened to this movie is the choker necklaces.
Oh, I remember those from elementary, middle school, even all the way through high school.
Yeah. I never had one, though. I totally missed out on the trend. And now I'm worried I might be too old. I am 22, and I definitely see 14-year-olds who are wearing the choker necklaces, and now I feel like I've missed my moment because then I was too young, and now I feel too old, and I'm never going to get to wear the choker necklaces.
Oh, you can save it for Halloween then, maybe.
Save it for Halloween?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I can go as Wednesday Addams for a third time.
What do you think
on that? Third time's a charm.
Oh, come on, switch it up.
No.
No?
I don't know. I feel like you can always improve on your costume. Every year it gets better, right? So this year I might be the best Wednesday Addams there ever was.
Hey.
What do you think?
Go for it. That's what you want to be? Let's see you next Wednesday, Adams.
Yeah. Or Morticia. I could be the mom
Morticia.
Now. I could really change it up. Be Morticia.
There you go.
Do you think she'd wear a choker necklace?
I don't see why she wouldn't. Go for it.
You go for it? Okay.
Switch it up.
The next one, we have Bogey Lawrenson, who is a character in this particular movie. He doesn't actually have that many lines, have you noticed? But his name is mentioned so much.
A minor character, but he's very important to the plot.
Yeah. If it wasn't for his main party where all of the characters gather, Heath Ledger and Julia Stiles would just not have gotten together, right?
Right.
Yeah, Bogey. And he didn't even want to throw the party. It was all, was it Cameron?
Yeah, they kind of threw Bogey under the bus here.
Yeah, poor Bogey. Poor guy. Do you want to talk about what he's wearing? He wears quite a few sweater vests.
Oh, Bogey's got such a distinct style, I think. It's very preppy, Ivy. It's,
yeah, well, future, he wants to go to the Ivy League.
Yeah, so I think Bogey's really on point here with his ties and his sweater vests, of course, mm-hmm. and his pleated khakis.
Yeah.
I think he rocks it well.
Wow. So would you say yeah?
Yeah, sweater vest. They're great.
Yeah. Does it remind you at all of Chandler from Friends?
It does.
It does.
That's my favorite part.
And that's what you like about it.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Okay. So we have a yes from you. I don't really know if I have an opinion on the sweater vest.
Really?
Yeah. I've never actually seen that many people wear a sweater vest. So I'm really curious because we live in California. It's so sunny and warm. You don't really need a sweater vest.
It definitely does age you though. And that can be a big concern. Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely don't want to age. What if I wore a sweater vest? Do you think that would be a nice look or no?
You know, I've never seen a girl wear a sweater vest.
Well, why not?
I mean, it's like, have you ever seen a guy wear, like, your yoga pants that you're wearing?
Yes.
I have. Well, I mean, it's very far and few between. It's not a common piece.
True. That's true.
So I don't...
I'm thinking we should bring it back. I'll try that.
Yeah?
My next thing I'm going to wear is a sweater vest.
For next winter? Fall winter?
Oh, no, now. Oh, wow. Tomorrow.
Okay, just wait. Perfect.
Yeah, you won't expect it.
Yeah.
I'll just be in the corner, the sweater vest.
Oh, my.
Yeah. The next look is Joseph Gordon-Levitt's oversized plaid shirts, and he usually does wear a t-shirt underneath them. What do you think about that?
See, I think this look is timeless. It's
timeless.
It's very casual. You remember from Gilmore Girls, Luke from Luke Steiner is a big fan of...
He does love a good plaid
Scott
shirt.
Scott Patterson does well with the t-shirt.
The plaid and the baseball plaid. Cap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we've seen it through that going up all the way into, even now I see people around the street wearing mm-hmm. the t-shirt and the oversized plaid. I myself have been known to wear it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you do. You do wear a lot of plaid.
Yeah.
It's true. But I feel like my issue is his shirts are huge. Have you noticed that? They're so large.
You think they're too
large?
They're
very flowy. Yeah, I just think they might be too flowy of a plaid shirt.
I think his aren't meant to be buttoned up, though.
It's just meant to be like a jacket kind of thing without a jacket.
Yeah, it's kind of like a shirt jacket.
Oh, yeah. I do that all the time. Yeah. Actually, now that I think about it, I really relate to Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah?
Yeah. I definitely love the whole shirt as a jacket look.
Can I get two thumbs up from you?
Yes. Two thumbs up from me. Okay. So the next one, we have the singer that Kat loves, who looks exactly like Gwen Stefani.
Oh, yeah. That's
Gwen
so
Stefani
uncanny.
Was huge in the late 90s, so it would make sense that people dress like her, right? You think she was the main influence for this singer?
I definitely do think so. She had
the bleached hair.
Bleached hair, and then it was twisted into like certain small buns around
yes,
her head.
Yes.
Is that how you would describe it?
Yeah. I don't really know how I would describe it. Constellations?
It's
It's
an interesting look, and I think it's... great for Gwen, and I don't know about for other people though. I mean,
yeah,
she was a cool singer though, and 10 Things I Hate About You, so I think she did well.
Yeah. So you think a good job, you think? Yes.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily think it's gonna thrive today in today's style fashion.
Well, Gwen Stefani is really thriving these days.
She is.
She's changed her own style though.
You know,
which is kind of a bummer.
What really amazed me is that she's actually 46. I thought she was 30 at the most. She looks amazing.
I know, right? She looks really great for her age.
Go her. I mean, especially after her breakup. I mean, she's been handling
it so
well.
I know. She has three kids, too.
Gosh.
I know. Go Gwen Stefani, right?
Really? She's the best. I'm waiting for that new album, Gwen.
I know. It's out, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, it came out last Friday.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So it's definitely out and about.
It's just not on Spotify, but...
No. I wish it was. I'll be listening to it as soon as it's up there. Okay. Bleach tips. Yes or no? Back in the early 2000s, yes, right?
Oh, yeah. For Vanilla Ice, Backstreet Boys, or was it NSYNC? I know.
Both, probably.
Yeah,
Who,
of course.
Who didn't do that?
Who didn't? I mean, I think it was a defining moment of the 90s for the hair.
Yeah.
Today, the only one that really carries it on is Guy Fieri. You might know him from the Food
Network. Oh, yes, of course. Who doesn't know Guy Fieri?
Yeah, he's the only one I know rocking the bleached, frosted tips.
Yeah.
You know, it's great for him, but for other people around today, I'm going to say no to the...
No.
No to the bleach tips.
Wow. Okay.
It's a harsh look.
No bleach tips then. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We'll finish this off with the prom looks. Okay.
Okay.
So we have Bianca. Bianca wears a pink crop top with a long tulle skirt. Thoughts?
Back at it again with
Back at it with the crop top.
Yeah.
Yes. What are your thoughts? No or yes? I think yes.
You think yes? Why do you think yes? I think yes.
Because she looks great. Honestly, I don't think if you wore that without confidence, it could work. But she looks great. It's not even a questionable choice for her. You can tell she thinks she looks great. And because she thinks she looks great, she does look great. I would totally want to wear a ballerina skirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a longer one. So it's a little bit more flattering with all that tulle.
See, I think for prom, I guess it's interesting. I mean,
it's an interesting choice. I don't know if it would fly right now. But then, yes.
It didn't seem like the most formal of dresses. Maybe it's more of a wild party dress, but.
Maybe.
But who am I to say?
Who are you to say?
I think she still looked great.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to wrap this up. Kat wears a navy dress.
Oh, classic look.
Classic.
Here.
Yeah, I think it actually still looks good. Somehow she really transcended that whole time thing, and you could totally wear that now.
Definitely a timeless look. I mean,
yeah, her hair plain. I think is iffy. I don't know if you remember, there was a lot of butterfly clips in that hair.
Yeah, I mean, you have to keep it 90s still.
You have to keep it 90s. You have to keep it classy.
I think that really sold it with the butterfly clips, but the dress otherwise, I mean, she looked great, and of course Heath Ledger with a classic tuxedo. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, I miss Heath.
I know, me too.
Yeah.
Oh. I miss him. He was a star in this movie, right? Him and Joseph Gordon-Levitt, amazing.
Great cast. I mean,
yeah, the cast amazing. Is wonderful. Everybody in it is amazing. Highly recommend this movie, you guys. I definitely recommend it for the fashion, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really fun to look at, especially now, because a lot of these things are coming back, like the crop top.
Oh, one thing we skipped over was, remember Joey the jock?
Yes.
The model wearing the tight tank tops?
The tight tank tops.
That was, I mean, I always associate the 90s with loose fitting clothing, but the tight tank top really threw me off.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the tight tank top?
I think no.
Yes or no?
No, because all of his tank tops are just white. They look like the kind of thing you would wear underneath your shirt.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't really see what the point of wearing that is.
Well, I know he had quite the athletic build, and I think
he did. I mean, he looked nice.
Yeah, but
sure, but I don't know.
Kind of flaunting it too much.
I mean, I don't want to shame him for flaunting it too much or anything, but I don't know if I'm sold.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's my least. I think Joey's looks are my least favorite of the.
I think, yeah.
Because they're kind of boring, and I think he's trying too hard. I don't think he's really giving into the 90s as much as everybody else is.
He needs to be more like
Bogey.
He doesn't
even have bleached tips. Like, what is that about?
He needs to pick something that's 90s and stick with it.
Yeah, I think so, too. Well, this about wraps up our final segment on 10 Things I Hate About You. I hope you've enjoyed listening to On Trend today. I'm Jaw Feel, and I'm signing off, and we'll have Chris sign off as well.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys. It's been fun to be on the show. See you next time.
Yeah. Tune in next Monday at noon, from noon to one. My show will be on, and I'll be talking about the very latest in everything fashion related, from news to pop culture to movies. And I hope you all have a wonderful and sunny week, hopefully. Until next time, this is Jaw Feel signing off. Don't miss my show every Monday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. at radio.dominican.edu.